Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
And a belated by one day, happy new year to all. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of October 8th and 9th. We know in a parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio, when a season opens or reopens, indeed cause for a new year celebration. Man, I love saying that. That never gets tired. The Black Sea Bass season reopened yesterday. Here's the dealio. The limit is now 10 fish, still with a 13-inch minimum. It's going to stay open through the 26th of this month. Going to close for a few days and then reopen November 1st, rather, and go through New Year's Eve, December 31st. During that final segment, the limit jumps to 15 fish, still at that 13-inch minimum. Chuckers were stocked yesterday for today, dog training purposes only. Don't have any scatter guns with you. Assinpink, Collier's Mills, Manasquan, Stafford Forge, Glassboro, Millville, and Tuckahoe all receive birds. If you're going to be traveling up north, the Black River, Clinton, Pequest, and Whittingham Wildlife Management areas were also dosed with chuckers. Hey, 1 week remaining to register a youngster for the youth pheasant hunt. That's going to take place November 5th. 10 wildlife management areas and the division, DEP, should say, releasing hundreds of beautiful ringnecks, guided hunts. If you register early enough, you will be able to partake of a guided hunt. Now, the youth can also hunt the ringnecks on these tracks from November 7th through 11th. You can go to njfishandwildlife.com, click on the hunting link, and you will find out from there what is happening. And also next week, we have the youth waterfowl hunt in the South Zone. A lot of stuff happening. Hey, we have a really jammed show coming up. We have Big Country John Hageman. Transition bass patterns, primarily largemouth. What is happening now? After that blow, bass are getting a little touchy. And Ed Connolly, Pequest Hatchery Superintendent, Pequest Trout Hatchery Superintendent, I should say, on the fall stocking that kicks off this coming Tuesday. And Ed Markowski, New Jersey Outdoor Alliance, that great, great fundraising sporting clay shoot at Red Wing Sporting Clays next Saturday. Grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. What a glorious, glorious time of year.
When you need to know, it's WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Our connections make powerful things happen, uniting individuals and communities. We are Rotary. We are people of action. And together, we turn great ideas into reality by accessing our networks, our experience, and the best of ourselves to make a difference. Around the world, Rotary brings leaders together to build new friendships and to solve problems. Like in Austria, where generations work side by side to build sustainable housing and community centers. In India, volunteers run a mobile blood bank to help provide a steady blood supply for their local community. And in Taiwan, people are working hard to get vulnerable citizens the support and services they need. With over 1 million members, we know what people can do when they come together. Take action with us. Find out more at rotary.org/action.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Transition time. And I'm talking largemouth bass and to a lesser extent smallies. You know, we down here in South Jersey, we have them in Union Lake. And they're also showing up in parts of the Delaware River, a little bit farther to the south. It's, you know, it's the summer patterns. I know we still have the nice warm days. This coming week looks pretty nice. Nights are getting colder. Water temperatures are dropping, albeit slowly. What all about the bass movement? How to get the largemouths this time of year? They can be finicky. Joining us on right now, very special guest. 7-year-long tournament bass pro hailing from South Jersey, Big Country John Hageman. John, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin. We need some of your bass transition expertise, little brother.
Hey, Tommy, thanks for having me, bro. Let's get to it.
Although I should say big brother. You're Big Country, man. By the way, just for Ed Ligerton, before you get going, are you wearing your Rack and Fin Radio shirt?
I got it on, Tommy. I'm ready to go, buddy.
John, whatever that material is, I wore it. Denise said I look like a weather balloon. So I'm back to a sweatshirt. go ahead with that. John, we're talking transition time now. Largemouth in particular behavior. I've noticed it. Have you seen this? Again, the past couple, now that blow we had definitely impacted things. The ship's righted, so to speak, a little bit, but what's the pattern going to be now through the next, say, 2 or 3 weeks, 4 weeks, where the really chilly weather sets in? What do you got?
Well, Tommy, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to take a step back. I mean, we had the blow come through, and we had, I don't know, anywhere between 4 and 10 inches of rain down here in South Jersey.
They got killed,
but
man.
Prior to that, the drought, I mean, the lakes, the creeks, the feeder creeks to the lakes, I mean, these bodies of water were in big trouble. I'm sure the guys that are getting out there know that.
Yep.
Bank fishing and, you know, even trying to get down a boat ramp. But you're right. Things have seemed to be, you know, on mend, and, you know, these fish are still going to be a little screwed up, in my opinion. But what you're looking to do today, if you were to go today or this upcoming week, it sounds like we have a nice week ahead of us. You got to beat the banks, man. You got to beat the banks, and it's a great time to fish. I mean, who doesn't want to go, you know, beating off the banks? I mean, it's easy. It's it's what we tend to do. And coming off the summertime slump, where you're chasing these fish deep, or you know, you're just trying to locate them, and it's frustrating. Mm-hmm. They're more predictable at this time of year.
John, I watched a guy, just briefly, I was taking a ride through, I hit Southern Ocean County, then went out towards Hamilton, whatever, some business things. I watched a guy catch two nice-sized largemouths for a public water. He was frogging. This was Thursday.
Yeah,
he was frogging, and he missed a couple of big blow-ups. So, again, the shallowers, the weeds, I mean, this is where you're concentrating your efforts?
Yeah, so it's a borderline summertime pattern, and you got to let the fish tell you that the summertime pattern's over. I mean, there's a good chance that you might go, like you're saying, this guy's throwing a frog, which if them lily pads are still green and they're still, you know, they're still thick in cover, absolutely I'm going to throw a frog, and I'm going to throw a Senko. I'm going to throw a Senko until them fish tell me they don't want it anymore. I'm telling you, it's going to be a light switch, you know, any day here. And you're going to see them stop wanting the frog and stop wanting the Senko as much. I mean, they're always going to want them to bait, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to slowly transition into, you know, the fall focus baits, which were going to be, you know, the square bill crankbaits and the chatterbaits and, flukes and jigs and stuff like that.
Now, John, we're hitting that. Listen, I'm going to try. I'm going to try. Hageman's, he's beyond busy, so I'm glad I can get it for one segment. I'm going to try. I'm putting you on the spot here, big country. Try to strangle him to a second segment. But, John, bass behavior at this time. Now, sun goes down, temperatures drop. I guess water temperatures are not dropping that much in that short of time. But are they retreating to deeper channel edges or holes in a still water environment to, you know, deeper spots in a lake or pond? What's their movement pattern?
So if you have a lake, you know, obviously the deepest part of that lake, that's the highway. And I don't care if it's summertime or if it's fall time or if it's wintertime for that matter. They're going to utilize them, you know, them creek beds and run them edges. But I'm telling you, this time of year, they're going to be focusing on the skinnier water.
Stump fields, areas like that, brush piles?
Docks. I mean, yeah. If you got some docks, and I always like the hard structure. Stump fields. The lily pads. I mean, they're going to start. You know, mm-hmm. You might not see them on the top of the water, but you know they're still down there. Anything you can find that's going to be structured. I mean, whether it's, you know, shrub piles or, you know, laydowns. I mean, they're my favorite to fish is a blowdown. that's the stuff that I'm looking for this time of year.
John, weather patterns. I mean, high blue skies. I mean, this time of year, we've had some great fishing success where normally high blue skies, the bass get finicky, the pressure, whatever's on them. They seem hungrier at this time of year no matter what, the weather pattern. What are you finding?
So this time of year, you know, thinking about this before I got on here, is the best time of year to fish anytime during the day. If you get a nice day, I mean, obviously, hey, you want to get up in the morning and fish early, at the crack of dawn. That's fishing, and that's what we know, and that's still great. Right before dark, obviously, in the summertime is the best time. No question about that. This time of year, if you can only get out there at 9 o'clock in the morning, this is the time to be able to do that. You're not going to miss that morning bite. You know, you're not going to miss that right before dark bite. I think the bite steady through the day, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, John, behavior insofar as being sociable, gregarious, bass now traveling individually, setting up feeding, say, individually or in pairs. What time in this transition period have you noticed over your years as a tournament pro and as a recreational casual fisherman, John, that they'll start to school up in almost like a pre-turnover, you know, pattern. What are you seeing?
So, yeah, if you can catch one fish, so if I'm throwing a flat, you know, a square belt, I'm running down a bank and I, you know, catch one on a blowdown. From the rest of that, I'm going to be focusing on just that because they are going to be tend to start getting together and start staying together. But, you know, again, like a blowdown or something, if I catch them on that, typically they're telling you that that's where they're going to be the rest of the day. If they're on the stumps and you can catch them on the stumps, I mean, you know, I'm just thinking back, you know, some of the fall fishing I've done, a lot of it on the upper Chesapeake Bay. I know it's not New Jersey, but it's just over the bridge.
And believe it or not, it's in the Rackafin listening area on WPG 1450 AM. Believe it or not, I get some texts and emails from down here. No kidding. I hate those flats. Although I'll tell you, I got the biggest carp of my life down there. That thing was the size of a boat.
If you learn how to fish them flats, man, it can be very rewarding. And you know, for years it beat the heck out of me. But one of the best days that I can remember on the Northeast River, up on the upper, you know, close to the flats right there.
Yeah, I know.
Taking a skeet reese. You know, a skeet reese, square bill crankbait in a natural shad color, and fishing it along bulkheads. But it was weird because, you know, you couldn't cast to the bulkhead and reel in. You actually had to go vertical or horizontal with the bulkhead. Mm-hmm. So I had to tell the guy in the back of my boat, I said, look, man, I'm not trying to front end you. I'm not trying to be a jerk here. I said, but the only way these fish are going to bite is if we throw the long edge of the, you know, the bulkhead. And sure enough, man, I mean, we just busted them up. It was just, you know, it's... Once you dial them in, they're going to be there. I mean, as you know, getting back to your question, let them tell you where they're going to be. But again, if you catch one on a bulkhead or if you catch one on a blowdown, stick to that pattern. There's going to be more. There's going to be more.
Hey, John. Big Country. I know you knocked the snot out of bass, you know, in Mullica and places like that, you know, throughout South Jersey. When you're getting in a tidal water situation, pattern's pretty much the same as you described for still waters.
It is, yeah, Tommy. It's going to be obviously, you know. Gosh, that's a whole nother. You know, we could spend days on talking about tidal fishing, but it's not going to change anything. Because again, for me, you need to adapt anyway. If it's Saturday morning and you're off of work and you are going to go fishing, you have a tournament. You got to figure it out anyway. So you got to fish the way that you would normally fish. You know, you can't let it get in your head, and you know, you just go do what you do. You beat the banks. You find some structure. And you throw them certain jigs, I mean, them certain baits, and you'll get them, yeah, absolutely.
The operative word is going to be next segment where Hagerman is one of the best. We're talking jigs and some other tactics. Grab that cup, grab that rebel. Be right back. Big Country John Hagerman, Transition Bass, Rackafin Radio.
The WPG Talk Radio app is your connection to South Jersey's talk station. Get free, unlimited local and statewide news from New Jersey's largest radio news team. Download all of our local shows as podcasts and more, powered by Ambient Comfort. For installation to repairs and maintenance, give Ambient Comfort Heating and Cooling a call today at 856-213-6586. AmbientComfortNJ.com.
We get it. You're not going to work just anywhere. You're smart, you're ambitious, and you want to help others. You want a place where you can thrive, feel fulfilled, and have an opportunity for growth, all while making an incredible living. Right now is the perfect time to join the team at Town Square Media as a marketing consultant. Join one of the fastest growing digital companies in America, where you get to help build client solutions with real local influencers and sell brands like TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube. If this sounds exciting to you, let's have a conversation. Our comp package is amazing with unlimited earning potential, including base salary, mobile phone, auto expense, 401k match, trip incentives, and more. If you're competitive, driven, and have the ability to communicate great ideas, we'd love to hear from you. With digital advertising expected to double over the next 3 years, the timing could not be better. Reach out to Mike Rubel, Market President, at 609-910-5249 or visit careers.townsquaremedia.com. Town Square Media is an equal opportunity employer.
It's the time of year for killer deals. You've had your eye on some hot new wheels. We want to pay off your loan or lease and tell your old car to rust in peace.
If your current vehicle is your worst nightmare, get to Mad Flat Nissan today. AJ, the trade man, will give you more for your trade. We have a huge selection of new Nissans on the lot or en route, ready for delivery. Have a job clearing $350 per week? Mad Flat Nissan wants to approve you today with zero down, zero payments for 90 days, and 1.9% financing. Drive away with peace of mind with Matt Black Nissan's 4-day love it or leave it return policy.
Oh yeah, it's on at Matt Black Nissan.
Reserve your Nissan today from our huge selection. Negative equity will be refinanced into new vehicle. Interest accrues from date of sale. Not all will qualify. Offers can't be combined. Call 877-289-6670 or go to mattblacknissan.com for complete details. Offer ends 11-622. It's on at Matt Black Nissan on the Black Horse Pike. Egg Harbor Township.
It's Harry Hurley. Join my friends at United Methodist Communities at the Shores in Ocean City, Tuesday, October 18th, 10:30 to 12 noon for the Shores Memory Cafe, a unique opportunity for dementia caregivers to experience creativity and social connections with their loved one, including music, gentle movement, art, and more. If you're considering senior living options for yourself or a loved one, I recommend the Shores. Transitioning to the Shores is easy. Move in, unpack, and experience the abundant life that the Shores has to offer. The Shores is fully remodeled, private apartments, two beautiful restaurants, a bistro, on-site fitness center, and transportation to local shopping. All just three short blocks to Ocean City's boardwalk and beach. Don't miss the Shores Memory Cafe on October 18th at the Shores on Bay Avenue in Ocean City. To RSVP for the Shores Memory Cafe, call Michelle at 609-399-8505. That's 609-399-8505.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is a problem, markets are volatile, and the risk of running out of money in retirement is real. That's why I love annuities, and you should too. Your financial advisor doesn't want you to know that with our annuity strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year, and when the stock market goes down, your annuity won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and you should only invest if you learn the facts. And that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to use safe, low-fee annuities to build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Homeowners trust Jenkins Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Business owners trust Jenkins, too. For light commercial services, no need to call the drain guy, the heater guy, or the plumbing guy. Call Jenkins. One call does it all. Jenkins technicians are trained to do it all. You'll only have to call one number, 609-641-6262. Jenkins & Sons has been on the job since 1949. Renovating your kitchen or bath? Call Jenkins for new heating and air installation, service and maintenance, ductless air conditioning systems, water heaters, boilers, oil service, plumbing and drain cleaning services. Calling now will help you save even more money. Learn how to earn a rebate through the HVAC Energy Efficiency Program brought to you by South Jersey Gas. Information can be found at southjerseygas.com. One call does it all. Call 609-641-6262 or JenkinsandSons.com.
You wash your hands and brush your teeth, but what about your nose? How do you clean your nose?
with Navage. Navage pulls saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, dirt, and germs, and it's why nose cleaning is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. People try Navage for lots of reasons. Sinusitis, allergies, snoring, things that make it hard to breathe through your nose. But over time, they also find that cleaning their nose makes them feel better, a lot better. Nearly 3 million Navage users have written more than 100,000 reviews, averaging 4.7 stars, saying things like, best product I've ever used, and amazing, I love my Navage. That's because Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less. But the biggest payoff is improved health. Here's the key point. Navage is good personal hygiene, and it's going to help you stay healthier. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Bed Bath, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956. Don't wait. Call now. 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Week of October 8th and 9th. Everything is happening. Oh, my God. I'm wiggling in my chair. This is so my time of year. Joe us on the line is Big Country John Hageman, 7-year bass tournament pro, South Jersey ace, although he fishes. Was at Champlain. He fishes the St. Lawrence. He fishes all over. Ace guy and his son, by the way, coming up through the ranks. Check it out. Look out for the name Hageman on the tournament circuits. I'm telling you, I'm not jinxing the kid. He's an ace, man. Well, he has good antecedents, but I'll tell you, he's a competitor, Hageman.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that kid's, he didn't have a choice. He had no choice.
Hey, man, this is the best part. I said, John Hageman, I don't know, my kid took the boat.
Yeah, he does. If you look at my Facebook, and anybody listening can look at John Hageman's Facebook page, and, you know, there's a lot of pictures of me not on my boat the whole week we were in the St. Lawrence together as a family. So I've lost control of that. He runs the trolling motor now, and the minute I go get a beer at the bar, my boat's missing. So,
well, John, one question, but before we get to some tactics here, I just want to mention the smallmouth fishery in Union Lake, all 958 acres of it. That's still going pretty strong, is it not? I haven't fished that since last May. Have you had an opportunity to get on there? What are you hearing on the smallie situation there?
I have not seen a lot weighed in. I know they're there. I have not personally fished it. My boat spent much of its lifespan this summer up in New York.
Uh-huh.
I have not got out on Union. I do know that they're still catching them, but they're not really targeted there. You know, they are in there, and there's decent ones. I mean, you come across them. But the largemouth fishing was really good on Union Lake from what I've heard.
Yeah, Union, listeners, Union and Lenape. Lenape has a lot of caveats in there. Get the insurance, whatever, all that stuff if you have a bass boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have myriad, but those two are really, and Parvin naturally. You got some great bass lakes down here. Well, John, let's get to some tactics here. Let's jigs, square bills, and the blade baits, you know, the chatter baits. Go into, for example, with the jigs, what situation will you, you're looking at this and you're saying, damn, man, see now the bass pattern is water temperature, et cetera, conditions. I'm going to a jig. Give us that scenario, please.
Okay. So when I'm fishing a jig, which is obviously going to be one of my go-to baits, black and blue in color, somewhere between a 3/8 and 1/2 ounce. You're going to go with a bigger trailer this time of year. You know, in the summertime and pre-spawn and up to spawn, you're using a smaller bait. This time of year, you're going to have a bigger trailer and a bigger profile bait.
Why would you go bigger here? Fish hungrier, fish more aggressive?
You're fishing it slower. You want it in front of their face longer.
There you go.
where you know, when you're using lighter line and more of a finesse jig in the spring and summer, you're getting a reaction bite. These fish right now, depending on how they're acting, like I said earlier, I mean, it could be still kind of acting summerish, or are we moving into the wintertime phase? So, but that jig, so I'm going to throw that jig where I can focus on it, letting it sit, soaking that bait in a certain area. So if I'm around a dock, I mean, you could let that dock, you could pitch on a dock, piling, and you got to let that thing soak.
Okay.
You're not moving fast anymore. It's not like spring. It's not like summertime. So, you know, I'm going to throw the jig because it's heavy and I can control it and I can flip and I can pitch it. But it's more about letting that type of bait, you know, just sit there and soak and trying to get that fish to finally eat it.
Now, John, they'll inhale it right off the bottom, like me with a slice of anchovy pizza.
That's exactly it, brother. That's exactly how they're going to hit it. And there's no, listen, when they hit a big jig, a 3-inch jig this time of year, there's no question about it. And it's one of the best bites you'll get.
John, have you ever had them hit on the fall or on the lift?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, it's, you know, not like Senko fishing, where typically if I throw a Senko, and if it hits the bottom, I give it maybe one jerk, and that's it. That thing's coming back in, and we're casting again. At this time of year, you got to get that mentality out of your head, because you got to sit on that jig. You know, it's not, you got to slow it down. You got to start slowing it down.
John, I digress just for a minute here. You mentioned Senko, 3-inch, 4-inch, or 5-inch. Darker color pattern or bright? You know, they have the ice, they have the bubble gum. What say you?
Tommy, I'm not sponsored by Gary Yamamoto. And Gary, I've actually taken a little bit of his money. I got to just throw that in there on a couple tournaments. But so it's funny, because I probably have, this is no exaggeration, probably 30 bags of Senkos on my boat right now. And the crazy part is they're all 5-inch, mm-hmm. and they're all one color, and that's watermelon black fleck.
There you go.
I don't have another color Senko. I don't own another color Senko. Actually, I lied. I'll throw a 3-inch black as a Ned rig or a drop shot in early spring, but that's a whole other segment, brother.
Okay, absolutely. Well, John, let's get to, again, on the jig, you said black, blue, correct?
Yeah, and all terrain makes a really nice, it's called black, brown, and amber.
Okay.
That's a really, really good color. It's worked well up in the upper Chesapeake and around here as well. That's another really good good.
John,
good bait.
Harmony of opposites with the color of the trailer, or do you try to keep it, again, on the darker side, shadier side? What's the dealio?
I'm dark. Yeah, this time of year it's going to be black and blue, and it's, you know, either way, you know, it's probably black and blue jig with a black trailer for me. It's not the old Uncle Josh pork skin, but that type of bait, that chunk bait, mm-hmm. whether it's from Zoom or Berkeley, that's probably going to be my trailer. The Berkeley Chigger Crawl is another one of my favorite trailers.
Ooh, that's a monster. That is a monster.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. They got the Crazy Lake Chigger Crawl. They got the Chigger mm-hmm. Crawl. But great, great trailer baits. I mean, I have bought them in bulk at this point, and that's my go-to trailer bait for a jig.
John, let's jump in. Shout out to Joey Prokaska and those guys down there at Z-Man in South Carolina. The bladed jig, chatterbait style jigs. And Berkeley has a new, what's called a slobber knocker or something. That thing's been tearing it up. Had one of those to sample. Bladed jigs, where you're fishing them and how you're fishing them, John. Fast retrieve, slow retrieve, banging them around stumps. What's the deal?
I'm going to be slower this time of year. It's another lure that you have to have tied on this time of year because, again, not trying to beat a dead horse. We don't know if these fish are actually take this week, for example. We don't know if they're fishing like summertime patterns or right. start to transition. So, again, a chatterbait is a bait that you could throw all year and you should throw all year. I think the chatterbait I'd probably be throwing more around the, you know, where the lily pads are starting to break apart. Okay. Areas of that where there's still a little bit of grass left, but yeah, it's I'm not an open water type fisherman this time of year, so the chatterbait would be used around any kind mm-hmm. of straw blowdowns. Again, I yep. mean, you, if you could run it alongside of a tree that's laying down, obviously that's great, and a spinnerbait as well. I mean, we could just talk about spinnerbaits because yep. it's the same type of deal, same type yep. of retrieve, same type of colors. You know, we're gonna go with the white this time of year. A hint of chartreuse if you need to. A sexy shad color works as well.
There you go.
But this, yeah, 3-H chatterbait in white would be my go-to.
John, right now, on the chatter blade, silver, gold, I see them in black, different colors. What do you think? Predicated on water clarity?
Silver this time of year? Yeah, I'm always silver. The only time I've ever used and seen where the black blade made a difference was up on the Potomac River.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be lying to you if I told you why. I'm assuming because it was just really stained. It's a darker, colored water. But this, for me, again, the silver is part of that match to the hatch with the shad. So it'd be white with a silver throat.
John, what kind of trailer?
So for me, it's a swim Senko. They typically only come in 4 and 5 inches. It's got a nice paddle tail in the back.
Oh yeah.
The trick of it is you got to bite about an inch off of it. There's other bait that you can use. I've used Kai Texas trailers. They're good. Anything with a paddle tail. I've always done well with a swim Senko. And like I said, I usually bite about an inch and a half off of that. So that paddle tail is sticking out of the skirt of the chatterbait just about, 3/8 of an inch before the paddle.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Well, John, let's get to one of my faves. I don't know who sent me one or I picked up somewhere and said, Tommy P, try this. This was a few years ago, people. That little square bill crankbait is a mother, man. John, this time of year, we have only a couple of minutes left, Hageman. Go into your square bill expertise, please, and do touch on color.
The square bill is the bait of choice right now. And again, I think of my best days this time of year on the river or the lake where had to do with the square bill. The square bill can just bounce off of anything. I mean, there's no other crankbait that you can look at a blowdown, a big old gnarly pine tree laying in the lake and say, how the heck am I going to get a crankbait through that? You'd be surprised. These things are like four-wheel drive, these square bills. They'll bounce off of everything, and that's why we use them this time of year. They deflect. You snag them up once in a while, but the way they deflect and the way they bounce off of, I mean, that's the erratic motion. That's the trigger for the fish to bite. And, mm-hmm. I mean, that's just, and it's that time of year. These fish are up in them skinny water or they're on the, in the thicker stuff like the blowdowns. But they're looking to feed before they go into the wintertime, haunt.
Right.
And they're looking to fatten up. So moving bait, that looks like a shad. It's deadly this time of year. It's absolutely deadly.
Listen, he said it's fat enough for my benefit, so we all know that. John, listen. varying trial and error on the rates of retrieve with the square bill?
Yeah, so, I actually, it depends on your reel. You could get into, your retrieve on your reel. I like just a slow and steady, retrieve with that. You get stuck, too far, you start digging too deep. And again, I'm throwing it around some pretty thick stuff if I have the opportunity to. So I don't want to rip it through there. Kind of walk it through there, steady.
John, color, match the hatch, make a difference, or go, chartreuse. What do you got?
Shad color this time of year. That silver color, the baby bass color. Nothing crazy for me. The chartreuse, absolutely not. I'm not saying it doesn't work. But for me, if anything, maybe a hint of that baby blue on it, that sexy shad. But I'm going straight silver, straight shad, natural shad color.
John, this time of year, you're going with braid, leader, straight fluorocarbon line. What's the deal?
You could always go with braid around here in South Jersey, upper Chesapeake. You're going to want braid thrown around depending on what you're fishing. I'd recommend braid this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole other segment we can get into because, mono floats and fluoro doesn't, and there's different actions and different pound tests, but, a good 10-pound, 10-pound test, even mono. Mono throwing a square bill is just fine. It's fine.
That'll work. Well, John Hageman, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin Radio. Listeners, bass fishing, the transition, big country, great information. Thank you so much. When will we be seeing you at the lower bank, little brother?
Hey, anytime, bro. I'm around the corner. You give me a shout. I'll meet you out there.
And shout out to Bill at the Lower Bank. Listeners, the Piney Pate Burger has no peer. Well, maybe the Pick Burger. That's a neck and necker. And we love you out there, Bonnie, the Pick. Good going, John. Big Country Hageman. Thanks so much. Best of the family. Hope to see you on the water, brother.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. I'll give that website one more time. Hey, shout out to some of your sponsors, man. Go real quick. We got a few seconds left. Go.
I can't do any of this stuff without Galloway Painting, Your Tech Pest Control, Timmy Hammonds, Ducktown Tavern, Lake City, my great friends, Bucktails Outfitters, Marissa and Dan. If you got a minute this weekend and this week, stop over to Bucktails. They're having some really crazy blowout fishing end-of-season sales. They won't let you down.
Okay.
But yeah, they're the best. Them guys are the best.
Okay, give that website or Facebook one more time, Hageman. Go.
Facebook, John Hageman. Instagram, Big Country Bass Fishing.
Take care. Now we'll see you on the water, Hageman.
Thanks, Tom.
See you, man.
Thanks for having me, brother.
Great guy, hell of a bass fisherman. Be right back, Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio, 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Fox News, until NATO, a massive explosion. As social media posts show flames shooting far into the sky as the bridge between Russia and the annexed territory of Crimea collapses. Russian officials blame a truck bomb. Reuters says a Ukrainian presidential advisor posted on Twitter saying the blast on the bridge is the beginning. Abortions can take place again in Arizona and Ohio after rulings Friday by appeals courts. Kevin Freeman of Fox TV affiliate WJW reports from Cleveland.
That means clinics can continue to provide abortion services to women through 20 weeks of pregnancy. Ohio's so-called heartbeat bill went into effect the same day the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade back in June.
And more appeals are expected. America is listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast. For easy, watch for a shower in a couple spots with a low of 48. Then for Saturday, clouds will break for some sun, breezy, and a whole lot cooler, high of just 62. Saturday night, it will be cold with clear skies, low of 37 degrees. For Sunday, plenty of sunshine, nice end of the weekend with lighter winds, high on Sunday up to 64. I'm AccuWeather's Matt Benz on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. This glorious weekend of October 8th and 9th. Again, mist on the meadows. That's Cape May vernacular. When you see the mist on the meadows, on the salt marshes, first daylight, that is it. That opens the door. The fall season is going full tilt boogie. Already saw a couple of bucks, not sparring, but eyeing each other. Now, they're still hanging out. Give that about another week and a half, 2 weeks, and they're going to be at each other, boy. That's something else. Now, listen, you're tuned in 5 to 6 a.m. on Talk Radio WPG, 95.5 FM, WPG 1450 a.m. Streaming live on that slot, WPG1450.com. And from 7 to 8 a.m., you're locked into 50,000 mega far-reaching terrestrial watts of the Rack and Fin radio message, 97.3 ESPN FM. Streaming live, 97.3 ESPN.com. Download the WPG Talk Radio app to go to the Rack and Fin Radio podcast, or check podcasts are embedded under my blog on 97.3 ESPN FM. And this weekend, it was all about yesterday's sea bass opener. Man, did they have some great weather to start that off after that six-day blow. That was something else. Now, an event I've been promoting the past couple of weeks is going to be arriving next week sooner than you think. It's the annual Sporting Clays fundraiser event for the New Jersey Outdoor Alliance, the organization that's fighting for your hunting, fishing, trapping rights in New Jersey. It's going to be held at Red Wing Sporting Clays, the great Red Wing. Shout out to Roger and Danny there, 317 Suez Landing Road in Port Republic, exit 48 off the Garden State Parkway, north is, or if you're heading south. Heading north, get off on 41 or hook up around, get off at 50 and get back down around. Very easy to get to. It's going to be a super event. I don't know how many years they've been doing this. Joining us on the line right now is the NJO president, frequent guest on Rack and Fin Radio, the great Ed Markowski. How you doing, Eddie? What's happening, brother?
Hey, doing good, Tommy. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Always, always, always a welcome guest. And this event is here. I can't believe next week, October 15th, a lot of planning went into this. It's a super event. And you're going to be packed. I realize that. Go into that, Ed. How many years have you guys been doing this now?
Oh, we've been doing it probably since about 2007.
Wow. Long time. And it just keeps getting better and better. Eddie, what are their particulars on this?
Well, we've got our shoot. We've got our shoot out at Rogers, who's a great host. We have some auctions. We have silent auction going off on decoys and things like that. Some equipment. We've got some bird hunts that we auction off.
Oh!
We've got some prizes from, like, Range 129. We've got gift certificate from there. So there's a lot of things going on, a lot of things to do. We've got good food. We've got, you know, several guests stopping by to talk to the group. So it's going to be a good day.
I must correct you on one thing, not to be rude, but it's incredible food. Okay, we know where I'm coming from. And it's a $75 donation per person, correct?
Yes, $75 donation per person. You'll be able to sign up for memberships if you aren't a member already while you're there. And it's one of our two big events that keeps us going, Tom.
I know some of the bird hunts involved donated at the Atlantic County Game Preserve. We had the opportunity to partake in one guy who won it last year, Jamie Lloyd, and that crew. Ed, that is what an incredible piece of property. You think you're in Georgia. That's amazing. Yes. Quail, chuckers, ringnecks. That's worth the price alone to get a shot at that, pun intended.
There's usually some spirited bidding for those hunts that they donate.
Now, Ed, I see the lunch sponsor is John Zarek, Esquire Criminal Defense. The Atlanta County Game Preserve is a corporate sponsor. Baker Hardwood Flooring is a corporate sponsor. And the event sponsor is Garrison Architects in Belmar. So you have some heavy hitters there, Markowski.
Yep. We've got a bunch of really good followers. We've added a few more. You'll see some new signs around, along with the old ones. Butterhuff's Feed and Supply down here in Egg Harbor is a longtime supporter of us. Yeah, we've got probably 25 or 28 station sponsors and event sponsors, different levels. And it's always good to when you go to these different industries, to let them know that you went there because you're a member of the NJOA and you appreciate their support.
Absolutely. Now, listen, it's a $75 fee, includes 100 rounds of clay shed over 15 stations. Ed, the toughest station there, well, besides the rabbit. I'm not bad with that. But when that one station got going out over the marshes on the Mullica with that wind that changes direction every 3 seconds. My lovely Dee Marie, she'll do all right there. Me, just chalk it up as a miss. No matter what, Ed, that is a really tricky station there. And it's all good.
You waste ammunition.
Yeah, that's right. And it's all automated. You have great service there. Well, Ed, let's get to it. The NJOA, you guys, it's a constant battle, constantly fighting a rear guard action, it seems. And the anti's just no, quit. And what are you seeing out there, Ed?
Well, right now, one thing of concern is, do you remember the old MAP program where they were going to close roads in Wharton State Forest?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, we're back to doing something again. They held a Zoom call, supposedly, to allow us to get our side of the issue on there, and it was pretty much pointed away from sportsmen hunting and trapping. So it's something we have to watch again. They're out there trying to come up with a formula to close roads and deny access again, and it's something that we have to keep our eye on. It's constant. It's always we're like the stepsister who's never put into the original equation, and that's something that we have to make sure that our voice is heard when it comes to using our state parks and forests. And I'm hoping that we can get our point across that it's important and that we are an important part of the equation when it comes to managing these parks and forests. So that's one thing right now that popped its ugly head up again, and we have to keep an eye on. We have to make sure our members are well informed as to, you know, what's going on in that area.
And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't there a map already about from when this whole scrum started? What was that back 2012, 13, 14?
They tried to sneak through. And once the people find out about it and we got them notified, we had some public hearings and stuff, and they found out that the public was totally against closing the roads for no apparent reasons. So we're not to that point yet, but we're to the point of where they want to figure out who the users are and how best to serve the users. And it's like my good friend used to say, once the camel gets his nose under the tent, sooner or later you get the whole camel.
And so if you're saying it could be a domino effect then, correct?
Yeah, it could be a domino effect. They're looking at doing it at Wharton, and then who knows, you know, Bass River, Belle Plaine, you know, other areas that they have around the state. You know, once they do something, they say it's good. And, you know, you get a spoonful of medicine that turns out to be a poison.
And I'm surprised, unless it is already on there, but Brendan Byrne, a.k.a. What used to be Lebanon State Forest, I'm surprised that's – well, that probably is already in their sights, correct?
I'm sure that there's a master plan beforehand. The new gentleman that's in charge of parks and forests, John Cecil, is a relatively, you know, competent individual who has been able to discuss things with us and solve problems when they've existed.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on probably having a meeting with him and going over the overall structure and, you make sure that there's nothing hidden. There's no hidden agendas.
That's exactly right. So you have to watch out for. And just I know it's out of the Rack and Fin Radio era, though. No, because what was there about a couple of months ago right there? It was at Atlantic Golf Course in Little Lake Harbor. There was not one but two bears sighted. What's happening with the bear? I know the Sussex County. I was contacted by the guys and gals up there. There's, you know, trying to get hold of Murphy, have an emergency, have a bear hunt. There's a lot of, conflicts going on. And I'm saying that's not going to happen. What are you hearing out there?
Well, I hear a lot of things, Tom. I hear a lot of things from farmers up in Warren County who have lost 25 and 30% of their corn crops to bears. I hear car-bear collisions that are increasing each and every day. Looking at the Category 1 bears, I look at a 200% increase over last year. It's happening just exactly like we said. Bears are going to be bears.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a lot of people that are seeing bears in areas where they never saw them before and are calling to complain about the division moving bears south, and they're not. It's a push when an area gets overpopulated with bears. They normally expand their range, and that's exactly what the bears are doing. Bears are expanding their range. When you've got 4,000 bears in a state that should have 1,500, and I use the figure 4,000 because the last time we had the ability to track our bears, that's what we had. We've stopped tagging. We've stopped harvesting bears. So the Lincoln-Peterson method we use to determine populations is no longer an accurate method because we're not harvesting those bears. We're not tagging enough bears. We're not using that system. So you only can guesstimate how many bears we have in New Jersey. It's a problem. It's not going to go away. Murphy has acknowledged that it is a problem, but he said still no bear hunt. So I don't know what he needs. He's got to understand that you're putting livestock, you're putting property, you're putting people at risk by not having a bear hunt. It's that simple.
That's easy, easy to understand. Okay, and Ed and LaTourette, I guess that's how to pronounce the name, the DEP commissioner. I refer to him as the fool tool. Murphy says jump, he says how high. I mean, so that's that bear hunt's not going to happen. Murphy's going to ride. He has national aspirations as it is. And God forbid there's a tragedy like what happened with that student from Princeton. But real fast, we have to close out this segment. Listeners, next Saturday, October 15th, starting at 9 a.m., the annual Sporting Clays fundraiser event, New Jersey Outdoor Alliance at the Great Red Wings Sporting Clays there, 317 Suey's Landing Road in Port Republic, exit 48. Easy way to get there, Garden State Park, or all the other tendrils coming in. The $75 donation get you 100 round of Sporting Clays. Watch that station, people. I'm telling you, over to Mullica, if that wind's blowing, I don't care if you're Gene Hill, God rest his soul, it was an excellent shot. It ain't happening. And you'll get a great lunch and beverages. Everything's going to be a great time. As Ed said, there's an auction. And how do people register for this upcoming week? What do you got?
Well, you can register online, NewJerseyOutdoorAlliance.com. Go online. You can register there. You can send a paper registration, download the form. It's a little bit late for that. Or we usually have about 20 slots. We register the day of the event. We provide enough food and stuff knowing that we have about between 15 and 20 participants that actually register that day. So we can accommodate you. Come on out. It'll be a good day. You'll rub elbows with your conservation buddies and see a lot of old friends and get to ask us any questions that you may have.
Listen, it's NJOA fighting for your hunting, fishing, trapping rights in New Jersey, and they are constantly under fire. The antis, they don't care if it takes 500 years. They're constantly working to end those rights. The rain date is going to be Sunday, October 16th, but just to let you know, next Saturday it starts promptly at 9 a.m., not 5 after 9, not 2 minutes after 9, at 9 a.m. Ed, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin. God spare us. We'll see you next week.
Okay, thank you, Tom.
Take care, brother. Have a good weekend.
Bye now.
Outstanding organization. Okay, grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life, filled with dance, art, music, and knowledge. They dream of a brighter future with enough nutritious food to eat, a chance to learn and grow, to get an education, escape poverty, and do incredible things. Today, thanks to Children International and friends like you, such dreams are coming true. Together, we give children a chance to set their sights high and succeed in school and in life by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and so much more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today. Together, we can help end poverty for good.
They are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back for our final segment, Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of October 8th and 9th, Big Country John Hagman was on talking largemouth bass tactics in the transition period. Another transition period coming up. Happy New Year in a parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio. When a season or program starts, indeed calls for a New Year celebration, October 11th through the 19th. The Autumn Trout Stocking Program, Division of Fish and Wildlife, Bureau of Freshwater Fisheries, PeaQuest Trout Hatchery is underway. We're looking at 20,582-year-old rainbows, averaging a pound and a half, 15, 16 inches in there, plus another 1,000 breeders up to 7 pounds being stocked in select waters through the state. South Jersey will be getting a nice dose the second week, October. That's going to be the 18th and 19th. But now, in the top end of the South Jersey, Rack and Fin Radio listening here, at the very top end, you have the Toms River being stocked in the Toms River Trout Conservation Area, the Manasquan River, the North and South Branches of Matitikonk. Join us on the line right now, very quick segment, is Ed Conley, PeaQuest Trout Hatchery Superintendent. Conley, congratulations. You guys have another banner fall season coming up, brother.
Thanks, Tom. It should be a great year. We got some well-needed rain that filled the streams and ponds, and we're ready to stock as scheduled.
Ed, these are two-year-olds. The program changed years ago. Listen, it was first with standard 9-inch, 9.5 inches. The Bureau of Freshwater Fisheries listened to the anglers' input. Ed, this two-year-old program and the one coming up, listen, in five or six short weeks, you have the winter stocking is going to be going on. Ed, these fish are in gorgeous shape. Everything looks on schedule. Thank God we had that rain. So you're expecting a super season, correct?
Correct. Everything looks great. We did our measurements the other day, and we're setting the fish pump up today, and they're going to be ready to go out on Tuesday.
Okay, Ed, question. The logistics involved, it is a seamless operation up there at the PeaQuest Trout Hatchery. Ed, we only have a couple of minutes, but the logistics fascinate me. Going into transitioning to that two-year program, two-year-old fish, what was involved?
Basically, before that, the program started in 1987.
Yeah.
And they used fish that were sorted off in the summer fall sort so the fish were more like, 7 to 9 inches back then. And then in 2006, they actually transitioned to the 2-year-old program. And it was just a matter of, taking and holding some of that spring production over, and, you know, setting up those fish, some of the fish earlier the previous year.
And it's a constant state of motion up there. I'm fascinated when I go up there and watch you guys in action. Okay, listeners, in the South Jersey area, the 18th and 19th, now I'll go into the numbers next week. We have Gianpietro Park Pond, Hamilton Lake, Mary Elmer Lake, and the Morris River being stocked, Greenwich Lake, Iona Lake, Shadler Sandwash Pond, and a real South Jersey sleeper. Shout out to Tony and Sue down there, Swedesboro Lake. And congratulations on that again, listeners. The daily limit will be four fish. It was that way after Memorial Day, okay? But get out there. There's no closed stocking dates. The Toms River, the Manasquan, the North and South Branch of Matiticong, the Big Flock River, Muskie, because you can fish while the fish are being stocked, and that goes to all waters. And get those Pequest Hatchery chariots rolling. It's going to be a great fall season. Again, congratulations.
All right. Thanks, Tom. And good luck to everybody out there fishing for these.
And it's going to, I got sweat on my upper lip. It's going to be incredible. You take care, man.
All right.
We'll see.
Some of those brood stocks.
Oh, real fast. Up to 7 pounds. Are these 3-year-old breeders?
Yep.
And there are now a portion of that. Every load will get a few of these fish, correct? North, Central,
right.
And South Jersey.
It's mixed. The brood stock are mixed on the every truck.
So listen, so we're looking at a total, man, not 20,580, but 21,580. Remember, you need your trout stamp. Believe me, I know a lot of people down here, Ed, that don't buy their trout stamp until the October, November stockings because of the size of the fish. Win-win all around, people. Win-win all around. Eddie, we'll see you, man. Take care.
All right.
We'll
see
you.
These fish are great. Get out there and catch them.
Lock it up. We'll see you, man.
Bye.
That'll do for this week on Rack and Fin Radio. Get out there and enjoy. Everything is happening. Everything is going on. Bow season's going on. Rabbit and squirrel season's going on. The bass are biting. Stripers, bluefin. Everything is happening. Get out and enjoy God's bounty. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio. God bless our first responders, law enforcement, and military. Rack and Fin Radio.